And then we introduced the San Marcial and made a particular point that we have decided that the time is now ripe that we should look to spin it off. And why this is happening is because when people look at Sonoro, they basically see one project. That's all we ever talk about. And we recognize that San Marcial is actually given no value. Now, why have we never spoken about San Marcial to any extent? It's because we're focused. And we didn't want to get distracted, nor our shareholders distracted. We wanted to ensure that we focus on Cerro Caliche. So we're now at the stage whereby we have the surface rights, and our next step is the beer. Then we go to production, hopefully within 15 months. So we're very comfortable and confident. So we then decided that the time is ripe that we should address San Marcial, introduce it to our shareholders, and say, this is what may happen. And what we have in mind is that we would spin off San Marcial into a company that we have already. And then shareholders of Sonora Gold would have shares in San Marcial on the same ratio as their ownership in Sonora Gold.
Wow.
Now, this is something which we feel will give our shareholders value. And it will show that we're not just a one-trick pony, but we also have it in a separate company.
John Darche, Ken McLeod, Sonora Gold. Good afternoon, my friends. How are you?
Hello, Andy. We're really good, thank you. Great to
Yeah,
see you again, Andy.
it's always good to see you both. So what's really prompted this call is you guys, and I want to be first on it. You guys have had some news releases, some very good news. Well, I'm taking them as good news releases because I'm somewhat putting the dots together recently. John, let's start with you. Tell me about the news that got sent out and what you can talk about.
Certainly. We put out two news releases pretty close to each other. First of all, was a corporate update, which basically outlined to our shareholders what we see is going to unfold over the next short while, and sort of primarily the need to move forward to get the MIA and all the steps that would be required. And so it was the usual update on Cerro Caliche. And then we introduced San Marcial and made a particular point that we have decided that the time is now ripe that we should look to spin it off. And why this is happening is because when people look at Sonoro, they basically see one project. That's all we ever talk about. And we recognize that San Marcial is actually given no value. Now, why have we never spoken about San Marcial to any extent? It's because we're focused. And we didn't want to get distracted, nor our shareholders distracted. We wanted to ensure that we focus on Cerro Caliche. So we're now at the stage whereby we have the surface rights, and our next step is the beer. Then we go to production, hopefully within 15 months. So we're very comfortable and confident. So we then decided that the time is ripe that we should address San Marcial, introduce it to our shareholders, and say, this is what may happen. And what we have in mind is that we would spin off San Marcial into a company that we have already. And then shareholders of Sonora Gold would have shares in San Marcial on the same ratio as their ownership in Sonora Gold.
Wow.
Now, this is something which we feel will give our shareholders value, and it will show that we're not just a one-trick pony, but we also have it in a separate company. Now, the logic for doing this, as some shareholders called me, said, "Well, why? What does this mean to say that you're not going to go to production with Cerro Caliche, that you're going to sell the company?" And I said, "No, what we're doing is this. We have always said in interviews, and indeed with you, Andy, we have the capability of taking it forward. We're comfortable, we're confident we can get that done. But also, we recognize that if there was a bid, and it was a valid bid, and one that reflected value, then we would present it to our shareholders. But in doing so, if the shareholders were not aware of, or San Marcial is just tucked up in the corner with no value associated with it, it's very hard to know what is the value of the company, the true value. So we thought the best way to do this is let's move ahead now. We truly believe that we will have the MIA in a reasonable time, that we're prepared and capable to go forward. But let's just say there is a bid, that we feel, as we've discussed with you, we should present to the shareholders. It's only good for our shareholders that we put San Marcial into a separate company, that in the event that does happen, our shareholders would not only get the benefit of Sonora Gold, they now have the same percentage interest in San Marcial. That's the concept. There's a way to go, but we felt we should at least put it out there for our shareholders to know why we're doing this.
Got it. Excellent. And these are my words talking to all my subscribers and to all my viewers. I'm just reading in between the lines here, then that's just me. So Ken, can you talk a little bit about the San Marcial gold project or silver project? What is it, gold or silver?
It's mainly gold, and
Mainly
once
gold.
again, it's very similar in the ratio between gold and silver as we have at Cerro Caliche. In other words, 100-to-1 ratio at this point in time. Now,
Okay.
San Marcial is located in a really benign area, just 20 kilometers east of the San Francisco mine. So the terrain is gently rolling, easy to access every single square centimeter of that property. And we've been working on it since 2014 when we first acquired the first components of San Marcial. And we did some work 2015 to 2017. And then when we acquired Cerro Caliche, our focus shifted to Cerro Caliche because San Marcial was fully paid for, 100% owned by us. And so there was no financial pressure on us at that time. So when we bought Cerro Caliche, it did lead, of course, to a financial pressure paying for the property over a period of 6 years. So we focused on that. And fortunately for us as well, because of San Marcial, we did a very significant mapping and surface sampling program of over 700 samples. And we identified multiple areas within the property of higher grade vein structures. Two old mines on the property that were operated in the early 1900s, and the area surrounding those are heavily mineralized as well, still to this day. And there was some old drilling done on the concession area back in the early 90s by Campbell Resources and Barrick. We have the data on that, which indicates, of course, the mineralization on the concession as well. So we have enough data right now to be able to enable us to proceed with a drilling program. And one of the things that we will be doing over the next while will be at least $100,000 worth of expenditures on mainly on a drilling program to enable us then that if we are going to apply for listing on the exchange, that we will have done the requisite amount of work that's required to qualify, because you have to do a minimum of $100,000 worth of work over a 3 year within the past 3 years. San Marcial now being drill ready, the next phase will be we spend a minimum of $100,000 of exploration expenditures, which is mainly drilling focused, to enable us then to, if we so choose at that time, and that's obviously everybody would welcome that, we'll apply for listing on the exchange at that time. And then it's a separate company, it'll have separate management, and it'll run parallel to the whatever going to develop with Cerro Caliche and Sonora.
Yeah. So my question to you is, I want to make sure I understand this right. This is an opportunity for investors to get into pre-IPO, potentially.
This is an opportunity for people who buy Sonora shares to have the rights to shares in San Marcial. You cannot get involved in a pre-IPO when we haven't spun it off. And so the way we're presenting here for any investor who has shares is something to look forward to, basically a dividend. Anybody who now looks at San Marcial who's not a shareholder and previously looked just at Cerro Caliche can now take, if you will, in addition to Cerro Caliche, I will in due course, if it unfolds as we plan, end up having shares on the same ratio in San Marcial in the public company. That is what we're presenting there. And we do this because we want our shareholders and prospective shareholders to understand that Sonora Gold has more than one asset. The fact we've not, quote, promoted it or spoken about it does not mean it doesn't exist. It shows that we are a focused company and we recognize that we're at the stage now with Sara Clichy. Once we get the mayor, everything's in place to go forward. So we can then split San Marcia. But an important point to make, Andy, is this. Our shareholders should not be concerned that we're diverting money from Sara Clichy into San Marcial. Ken was very clear. All we need to do is spend like $100,000. When it is spun off, it will be funded separately. So shareholders do not have to be concerned, oh, I invest in this and you're spending it. No, that's not going to happen. This is basically an opening. Now, there will not be any sort of public offerings for San Marcial that I can think of at the moment. It may well happen, but that is probably too premature to decide.
Okay, eloquently said, and to all my viewers and listeners, just take that at very much face value, what John just said. If I can talk to all my viewers and listeners, all I am saying, I am an investor and a speculator, and I'm just reading between the lines. So I'll leave it at that. John, which is to all my viewers and listeners, this is a very, very positive thing. I'll leave it at that. John, you had a big raise. Well, it wasn't a big raise, but it was a raise. Talk to me about that. And talk to me about the subscription, how many people subscribed, and yeah, tell me about it.
Certainly. Well, first of all, we did that raise at 15 cents a share. The subscription was sort of quite overwhelming. I'm very happy. And
Well done.
the market recognized the value. And we then moved up to about 21, 22 cents. We were faced, the 1st of October, to make the final property payment for the resource, giving us 100%. That's of the order of about $1 million. Now, the insiders were prepared to back it, but we received an inquiry from an investor to say, look, I'm happy to be like a lead order for $1.5 million at 20 cents. And so we said to ourselves, well, because of the level of interest, and we are a public company, an issue at 20 cents is 5 cents higher than the previous one. So we're up sort of 30% or whatever you want to work, 33%. So we elected that's what we would do. And so we then looked at that and we announced a $3 million financing. That was because the level of interest that was coming into us asking what's happening with the company gave us the ability to do it. And so we specified in our news release the use of the money. And that's important for your viewers to understand. It is to pay the final property payment, which, as I say, we were prepared to do, but when we saw it at 20 cents, it was worthwhile. It also includes funds to change the land use from agriculture to mining. That has to be done as soon as we have the MIA granted. And then, of course, there is the PEA that we're updating, all of which has a cost associated with it. So we announced the financing, and it was within a very short while, it was fully subscribed. We're really happy that our German supporters came forward. The principal participant in this placement is new to Sonora at this stage, and so that's always good. Now, sophisticated investor, that's good. We, the insiders, will participate to maintain our commitment and position in the company. And we've had increasing number of people from the USA looking, you know, what can we do? And for those who are unable to participate, then we've seen them coming through in the marketplace. So it was very pleasing to see that we announced a financing, not at a discount to the market, at market price. I was very pleased to see that maybe it dipped a half cent for a day and it continued to march ahead. So clearly, we have, I would say, a happy shareholder base, people who are prepared to follow us, and they understand the logic. And when they tied the two together, the corporate update and the private placement, all the pieces fell into place. Okay, this is strategic planning. Not only are we taking care of Sara Clichy, we're also looking for the future. And I think that's why it's been well received.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. If I could talk to all my viewers and listeners here, I'm looking at the strategy, and I get it. I really get it. And then, but number two is you are doing, as the founders of the company, you're taking great care of the shareholders. And as a shareholder, I say thank you. And as if my family has shares, so I say thank you in that. To both of you, is there, and it seems like news is coming out all the time with you guys now. But what should investors be aware of, really over the next few to several weeks until I have you on again in the next few weeks?
I think the most obvious would be that we're working hard on getting the approval for the environmental impact statement or the MIA. And we can't guarantee as to when the date, that blessed date, will occur when we get the approval. But we are very strongly of the opinion that it's while it may not be between now and the end of the year, we believe it'll happen very quickly after that. So keep in mind, we're not going to let up. We're going to keep all the pressure on to get that approved. And it's not a question of that we don't meet the environmental standards. It's just that the environmental standards have not been fully defined in Mexico. They're still trying to come to terms with Canadian style environmental regulations that they're trying to apply to the Mexican sphere. So that once they have that resolved internally, then I believe that it's just a matter of time before we and our peers that have been waiting for years for the environmental permit approval, that will happen. Updating the PEA, that's going to be an important one for us. We're proposing right now to update the PEA over the coming months. In the meantime, we're starting to put together the cost analysis of all the equipment. There has been an increase in the cost of the equipment, obviously, but it's been dwarfed by the increase in the gold price. So I'm expecting a very, very pleasant surprise when the next edition of the PEA is announced. And that's probably Q1 of 2026. These are the
Got
two main components right now.
And one point, I'm not a geologist or an engineer, you know, Andy, but I can read numbers. And one of the things that happens as a result of the higher price of gold, material that we would not have processed because it would be considered uneconomic now comes into play. So there will be some very interesting numbers that come out, I think, of the PEA. So, in a logical form, it's revising the mine plan to take into consideration what's happening. That will be then the PEA. Then there's the MIA. Now, what comes first, the MIA or the PEA? We can't say. But what I would like you to know and your listeners to know is that because nothing is in the press, it does not mean to say nothing's happening within the company. We diligently follow our relationship with the Mexican government. Ken is frequently in Mexico. We are very well aware of what is needed, and we believe we meet all of their requirements. We don't have any real concerns at this time. And when we look out there and we see the way that our share price is performing, we have managed to build a really solid base, I believe. We've trading now on average about 15 million shares a month, which is good. We're not unhappy that we haven't jumped up. This level is comfortable for us on which we can build to move forward. We're delighted also with what's happening in the US in the market. The share volume, the level of interest out of the US is increasing. So when we look at our shareholder base, there's a slight change now. We probably, as the insiders, because of our participation as financing, we'll end up around about 30% now, up from the 28. We always have our German loyal supporters there, particularly those who've been there and they continue to follow their interests and new participants. We like the fact that we have probably two-thirds of this financing with new people who have followed the company and basically said, look, we like what you're doing, and they see the future. But also in the USA, people who actively follow what's going on, and because of the situation, they may not be able to participate in the financing, so they come through the marketplace. And you know, your broadcasts, I think, can give a lot of credit to the fact you bring it to people's attention. You do it in a manner that is not overly promotional. You allow us to talk, and at the end, we say it's up to the investors to decide what to do.
Yeah, good words. All right, gentlemen, can you give me your exchanges that you're traded on and your tickers?
Yes, of course. We're trading mainly in the primary jurisdiction is the TSX Venture Exchange in Canada under the symbol SGO. And in the United States on the OTCQB, it's SMOFF. And in Germany on the Frankfurt Exchange, the symbol is 23SP, Sierra Papa.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for your time and look forward to having you on again really soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much, Andy. Great to see you again.
Thank you. Great to see you.